Good morning, 7:41 here on the Mighty 690. It's time with our highlight from the folks at CRMC. And joining us, we have Dr. Perry Lin. Good morning, Doctor. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's good to see you in here. And so we enjoy being able to talk with different folks from Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. And you want to tell the listeners just kind of a little bit about what you do at CRMC?
I'm one of the physicians, full-time physicians at CRMC, and my specialty is obstetrician and gynecology. I also specialize in reproductive endocrinology and in infertility. And I particularly enjoy performing minimal invasive surgery for women and the various urogynecology for women's prolapse and incontinence, as well as some cancer surgery, all of which tend to be subspecialized and usually available in bigger cities.
Well, sure, and that's great. We're going to talk about that here in just a little moment. Dr. Lin, how long have you been kind of here in this area?
I've been here almost 5 years, and I've really enjoyed the medical community and the collegiality of all the physicians at CRMC, and they also have great staff, and I think that it's one of the best hospital centers I've ever worked at.
Well, that's great. And, you know, we do hear that a lot from, you know, the various physicians that we have in here, that it is really a unique area and they like being here. You have a new surgical technique. You want to tell the listeners about that?
Yeah, I'm very excited about bringing this new surgical technique to CRMC and the Coffeyville region. It's called V-Note, V as in Victor, N-O-T-E-S, spelled exactly like that, if anyone wishes to research it. And it's an acronym for Vaginal Natural Orifice Transilluminal Endoscopic Surgery. A rather mouthful, but basically what it meant was performing standard laparoscope without making any visible incisions for routine gynecologic surgeries, such as tubal ligation and most prominently hysterectomies.
Well, and you know, that's really good, I would think, just from a surgery perspective, because anytime you have any sort of incision, you know, you've got sutures and all that sort of thing, and then that would probably increase the recovery time, right?
That's absolutely correct. The surgery seeks to achieve certain objectives, such as removal of pathology and so forth, and we wish to concurrently minimize the collateral damages to nearby structures, and which, if occurs to an extreme, might impede recovery for preventing people from returning to their normal activities. So by making the incisions small and minimizing the actual manipulation other than specific to the pathology, we allow patients to have minimal pain, certainly no visible incisions, and a rapid recovery to their regular lives, which is what everyone wishes.
So what led to the being able to offer this surgery? Did you have to go to training, get special equipment? How did this all come about?
It's a very good question. The this has been promoted by the medical company that produced the instruments for this specialized surgery for about 5 years. And there are only still 83 registered doctors who perform this surgery across this country. So I'm very happy to be able to offer it to this to the patients in this region. And I had to go away for a course to learn how to combine the surgeries of which I'm already familiar, that is a vaginal hysterectomy and a lot of laparoscope surgery. So the combination of both of these approaches to surgery unique to gynecologists is extremely important prerequisite to be able to adopt this technique. And since I have considerable experience in these areas, it was an easy adaptation for me to perform it successfully at CRMC.
Well, and I think that's huge. The fact that you said 83, there's only 83 places in the U.S. that are offering this.
That is correct. It's still relatively rare, and or even very rare, even in big city centers. And I'm very glad that I've been able to do this successfully and create a program to offer this to really as many patients as those who wish to have it.
Well, and that's wonderful. So another good service, and great to be able to tell folks about this. Now, you also have some experience with treating infertility, right?
That's correct. That's one of my subspecialties. It's one of the recognized subspecialties in obstetrics and gynecology. I had to do an additional 2 years of fellowship and take another set of exams to be certified as a subspecialist in reproductive endocrinology and infertility. And rather gratifyingly, I've been able to help a number of previously infertile women in this in these areas to become pregnant, including most recently a set of triplets who had to deliver in Wichita, and they all did well, and I keep following their updates on Facebook. It's very gratifying to see all these children that help the women conceive and bring joy to their families, and it's a great thing I can follow them on Facebook and see how they grow up. I think it's one of the best occurrences or successes that I truly enjoy as part of my job, helping women get pregnant and have the children they desired.
Well, that is really great. And I imagine that would be very fulfilling. Now, you know, it sounds like you get to do quite a few different things at the hospital. Is that something that, you know, being in maybe a smaller community, you get to kind of be, have some more freedom to do a few more different areas?
That is correct. I offer a variety of gynecologic surgeries, which really had not been too popular or have been well practiced before I came here. And these subspecialties, subspecialized surgeries are fairly rare in rural areas. And I'm glad that I'm able to offer these to the patients here, and so that they don't have to go to bigger cities far away. So their logistics and are easier, and they get to stay near where they live, and seeing doctors and so forth, and issues and pre-op and post-op care are much more facilitated for the patients who choose CRMC.
Well, that is great, and a wonderful resource that we have in this community to be able to have, you know, something that many big cities don't even have. So we're appreciative to you.
Thank you. The in addition, I could be a resource as well to anyone and everyone who wishes to ask me of just casual questions, and as a medical resource to point out or to provide appropriate information. Information provision, in my opinion, is the most important thing I can do for patients, and to guide them so that they can make the best possible decision for themselves. I really don't have to do the surgeries, but I wish to provide them with the appropriate information so that they can decide what will be the absolute best for themselves and to guide them on the right path.
Sure, and information is always power in something like this, you know, just mm-hmm. because a lot of people, they might be in the dark and they don't know, you know, that you can help them gather information and help them to make the good decision. So if people have questions for you, you know, maybe they want to get on your calendar, that sort of thing, what's the best avenue to go about getting that scheduled?
Well, if they wish to see me and for a consultation, which I'm very happy to provide anytime, they can call CRMC. That's 252-1200, and 620 is area code to schedule an appointment to see me. They usually should be able to get in within a week for emergencies pretty much any time, Monday through Friday, or an actual emergency. They would simply need to go to the emergency room and then request to see me if appropriate. And the other way is I have a Facebook page called Gynecology Obstetrics Digest. It's on Facebook, and there's a messenger button there that they can click on, and I receive questions and queries about gynecologic and medical issues from women across the world, and I'm glad that I've actually been able to help many of these women who contacted me through Facebook.
Well, and that is another great resource, and it's neat that we can, you know, be able to contact you more or less directly there. And the other thing that I have been impressed with anytime we have folks from CRMC on is the fact that you can get in fairly quickly. You know, sometimes we think, well, oh, you know, I book it and it might not be a month or something, but oftentimes people can get in fairly quick to be able to see a professional like yourself.
Well, I understand that it's very frustrating, and I've experienced the same as well in bigger cities when I try to get in to see doctors, this long waiting time. And certainly when it comes to health, we have certain or we deserve to have quick answers and rapid resolutions so we can carry on with our lives. And it's always a concern. One's health is the most valuable thing we have, and obviously the most important thing. And I would like to facilitate getting the patients to the answers and the cure they need.
Very good. Well, Dr. Lin, anything else that you'd like the listeners to know this morning?
Well, CRMC and the Coffeeville community have been great to me, and I'm honored and privileged to have been able to provide care to the patients here, and I hope to continue to do so for the next foreseeable amount of time.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you coming on this morning. Wonderful to have you in the area. And I really thank you for coming on the radio and talking to everyone this morning.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
All right, you too. And that's Dr. Perry Lin of CRMC. And we've got lots more on the way, including our Ask the Expert segment and news coming up here in moments on the Mighty 690.